Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guten Tag, Vankas. Producer Jenny here to introduce a killer Patreon exclusive. If you want to listen to that full episode, get that full, fat, delish Patreon app, then you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. And not only will you find that, but you will also find past episodes we've done. We covered Fernando season 2 on Amazon, Driver's Red Flags, the Driver's BDE ranking. Okay, that is an iconic episode. So head there for $5 a month. That's where our tiers start. $5 a month, okay? That's a bagel order at a bougie bagel place. That's a complicated coffee order, you know, with a few extra pumps of something. All right. If you give up one of those a month, you will be sustained with unbelievable content, such lull-worthy content. Also, if you maybe want to kick it up a notch, go to $10 a month. You'll get that and a live Q&A session every month with Brian and Matt, plus a weekly newsletter written by yours truly. And I really, really get into the nitty gritty details of the social media world of F1. So I will say it's a must read. Anyway, enjoy this teaser. I definitely know you will. And if you want to hear the rest of our perfect content, then you can head over to patreon.com/trfpod. There's a lot of fun info. If you didn't think we could cover Nikita's past year, you are wrong. We have like an hour 15 minutes of that. So enjoy this, and I hope you head over to the Patreon and check out what's over there. All right. Love you, Vankas.
Vasha Vankas!
Hello!
Guten Tag, Vankas.
Yeah, we got Jenny on the motherfucking pod, dude, for the Patreon. Vankas, okay, you know, we weren't planning on doing this episode, okay?
But this is a cash grab.
This is a cash grab because some big news happened in Formula One this week. And honey, it happened off track. Our boy Charles Leclerc.
And
single man.
Yeah, wow.
Bachelor. And, you know, we've avoided
that
doing...
That Axe commercial? You know the Axe commercial?
Uh-huh.
Where that guy, he's just running?
Yes.
And there's
yes.
all those women? That's about to be a fucking documentary, bro.
Listen, when you called me yesterday, what did I say? Yeah. You called me yesterday about this episode, and I was on the Peloton... in the middle of a 45-minute ride. And you're like, what are you doing on the Peloton? And I'm like, Charles is single, okay?
Yeah. I said, bitch, you need to get on an aqua bike and, yeah. and go all the way and get on the aqua bike to Monaco. So by the time you get there, you'll be in Monaco toned as fuck. Be efficient.
Yeah.
Be efficient.
Yeah. That's right. What are you going to do?
Two birds.
What are you gonna do? Fly? He wants you to go there and say, I sacrificed for you. I killed this seal for you. Yeah. Charles, you need to bring a dowry.
And you'll be tanned as well.
And you need to bring it for all the young ladies and people who just want to fuck Charles Leclerc out there. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to bring more than just all y'all's tight little asses. You're going to have to bring a dowry. like it's fucking 1492.
Charlotte sign was, she was, I mean, she had that cash, didn't she?
She had a little bit of that
cash. We'll get into that.
But, okay,
we'll
so what this episode
I mean,
is.
If you're just going to bat those lashes at Leclerc, I mean, I think he's a trophy husband, potentially.
Well, okay, so what this episode is going to be.
She was probably trying to hit him with a prenup.
We have avoided doing much WAG anything. We're not really big in the WAG culture. We don't really know much about the WAGs. But all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? I think now is the time to learn about the WAGs. And so so we're bringing on our in-house WAG expert. Jenny Sue Birnbaum to inform us. And we're not just going to talk about Charlotte. We're not just going to talk about Charles. We're going to do a whole WAG episode. We're going to talk about
we're not going to endlessly speculate. I mean, we will speculate a little bit, but not irresponsibly.
Obviously.
So.
Right. Yes.
Not irresponsibly.
Informed speculation.
Right.
Because I was saying, like, my first question is, you know, I give $5 to the Biden administration, right? And then I'm getting hit up by Doug Elmhoff, right? The husband of Kamala Harris, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, why do I care about the significant other of the person that matters? You know what I'm saying? Tell me, it's the same question I have been asking myself a lot, you know, as Doug is hitting me up for money all the time, right? And I see his daughter is a fucking model at UTA
lives in Bushwick.
Exactly. I'm like, why is Doug Elmhoff getting all this attention? He is Jewish, which is cool. And why is Kamala Harris's her stepdaughter and her husband is getting all this fucking? It's the same thing with the WAG. It's WAG culture. Can you explain?
And you know what, Matt? You've done an interesting thing there where you've swapped the genders. Where it's not just
That's right. That's right.
It's about. Because
it's not about gender to me.
It's the most podcast that's ever existed, dude.
Because
okay.
It's not about. I did that on purpose because it's not about gender.
I know.
It's like.
It's not about
gender. Because Doug Elmhoff has been pissing me off. Stop texting me, Doug. Hitting me up for money. You're the husband of the vice president. Why do I give a fuck about you?
Well, Matt, you're going to learn today why you should give a fuck, and this is what this episode's for. So let's go through the drivers. Jenny, where do you want to start?
Tell me why WAGs matter first. Why I should care about Doug Elmhoff? Why should I care about Doug Elmhoff? and his knitting-ass daughter. His daughter who
knitting
knits.
Knitting ass daughter.
With her knitting ass. Dude,
oh
look
God.
Up Doug Elmhoff's daughter.
I
don't.
Know.
She's
her
a
crochet,
hipster.
Crochet couture.
She crochets bikinis and shit. And is a literal model now. She was at the fucking Met Gala because Kamala's her stepmom. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So I'd like to use I think we should expand the term. I'm going to use WAGs for today, but I think we should extend the term to WAGAP or WAG, wives and girlfriends and partners.
WAGAPs.
You know what? That really rolls off the tongue, and I think that's got a lot of staying power.
WAGAPs.
Well, if someone can do it, if I invite anyone to leave a comment to engage with our Patreon content,
right?
The more inclusive wives and girlfriends and partners. So
SIGUVs.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by them because I think it's more of an extension of the person, right? Mm-hmm. And you get a peek into the psyche of like what this person is, what interests them, what they're looking for. There's so many parasocial relationships out there. People are probably projecting of like, oh, this person's into this person. So do I have these characteristics? Do I look like this? Do I dress like this? Do I have anything in common with them? For others, it's purely like this aspirational thing and this kind of like celebrity culture of just this putting these people on a pedestal, and it's kind of just fun to watch. And it's kind of just an added entertainment factor of the sport itself. So I think of it almost, well, I'll get into my favorite WAG, but
mm-hmm. Okay,
my
so
favorite
when,
WAG
so,
was
so
treating
when,
it like a sport.
Kim Kardashian decides to partner with Kanye, what does that say about her? Or vice versa.
Oh my gosh.
We'll just drop that.
She got in when it was still good. Okay, she bought.
she
had
she
it when the stock was high. She sold and then the stock
at
crashed,
an all-time
okay?
Point. Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
It's not
true.
Dissimilar from, you know, it's like she made an amazing
deal. Because
dealer.
He because he loved the Jews when they got together.
I mean, hey, even if he didn't, he was okay. Keeping it to himself. So that's all that's what yeah. matters.
But I think the WAG culture, I think people see these people as like their own sort of celebrity, and right. they are infatuated with what they wear, what they do, where they right. are, who they're hanging out with. And, you know, if these people are wearing things, I'm going to get into kind of the fast fashion of it all, but the yeah, fact yeah. that maybe some of these things are attainable and I right. can be like them in some way and kind of put themselves in their shoes.
Okay. So. Right. Plenty okay. of people want to yeah. fuck Charlotte Claire, but they'll never get to, right? Mm. But yeah. maybe well, they're wearing, maybe they have a similar style to the person that is getting fucked and fucking Charlotte Claire. So that it's like a little bit yeah. like, hey, I'm right there. Hey, I'm like, yeah. that's the closest I'm gonna get to it. I mean, think about Princess Di. I mean, I'm watching The Crown right now. Princess Di, mm-hmm. dude. Princess Di. Like, why do people what care about
it's
her?
Also, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even get me started on the royal
well,
family.
We don't want to get yeah, we don't want Matt
right,
on the monarchy.
That's you know what? That's
he is
for another that's for another pot. That's for
like
another
they're
podcast.
All just none of them are drivers. They're all just accessories.
Right. That's true.
Like even the Meghan and Harry thing, I'm like, you don't even do the response. You don't even do the useless thing anymore.
Right, we're right.
You opted out of the useless thing.
Now they're trying to be useful, and it's like, who's got the time? Okay, let's yeah. go into the WAGs. Yeah. Let's do WAGs. Let's get
speaking
to the, let's,
of,
okay.
Speaking of who's
where
got
are we
the time.
Starting?
Okay,
where
so
are we starting?
I'm going to do this in grid order.
Okay,
I'm doing
cool.
it in grid order.
Okay.
So from 20, so from 20 up?
We could do 20 up. What do you want to do? Do you
so
do
or you mean from 1 to 20? We're going
to
end with
1
with
to 20? We could, let's go, let's, you know what? Let's go 20 up. 20 up. Okay.
Do you want to? Eat stress-free this spring. You can do that with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-curated, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. It is so nice when I open that fridge and I have all my Factor meals waiting for me, because guess what? I spend about $1,000 American on Seamless, and I don't want to do that anymore. And guess what? When I order from the restaurant, I don't know how much I'm getting. I don't know what the calories are. I don't know what the dietary factors are, but with Factor, you never have to worry about that. So you can head to factormeals.com/redflags50 and use the code redflags50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code redflags50 at factormeals.com/redflags50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Go get you some Factor and start taking care of yourself, Vankas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. So, which is actually 20 is interesting.
Yeah.
So at 20,
20 might be number like if we ranked the WAGs, isn't Latifi's girlfriend near the top?
She's impressive. She's
what's her
really
name?
Interesting.
What's her name? What's her name?
So her name, and I apologize in advance for any mispronunciations, but her name is Sandra, quote unquote, Lil Miss Sandy. That would be her handle.
Okay.
Dzwizwick.
All right.
That's a tough one.
Dzwizzeck.
Oh, Jesus.
There are two Z's in there. There are two
Jesus.
Z's in several
and you know what?
Places.
But she's smart by making her handle Lil Miss Sandy, which, you know, that's
Lil Miss Sandy.
That's brandable right there.
That's a memorable brand.
That's right.
She's 28.
Okay.
She's Polish. And for occupation, I have she's quite the slashy. She's a model.
Okay.
She's a multi-hyphenate.
Slash
multi-hyphenate. Lawyer. Model slash lawyer slash previous professional pole vaulter.
Right.
A Polish, I saw that. She's a Polish pole vaulter.
She is a Polish pole vaulter. And currently...
A Polish pole vaulter, and babe, and her boyfriend's never been on pole a day in his life.
Hiya, all right. All right. According to LinkedIn,
yes.
She's a public inquiry reviewer at Epic, which offers legal counsel and services. She got her bachelor's in law at London Metropolitan University and master's from, wait for this, the University of Law. That's a thing. Okay. But she's also modeled for Vogue, London Fashion Week, Deha, Puma, and Wake Up Cosmetics. I don't have a meet cute on them. I don't know where their story started. Okay. So, but they did start dating in 2020, and they went on a very cute couples trip, if you remember this, at the end of the 2021 season with George and his significant other, Carmen, who we will get to.
Oh, they did a little double vacation.
Trip in Greece. Yeah, they did a double vacation. Everyone looks like they were having fun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They have facts about her, like her height, her nationality, her weight. And then it says her tattoos. Sandra currently has a phrase inked on her upper right arm. And then and then it says smoking. And then it says no, comma, never. And I'm like, how do they know? How do they know any of this shit?
The research on this was sketchy, to say the least. It's like bot-written sites. It's like sites aggregate from like gossip news sites, Wikipedia. I don't know where they're getting all this from.
So sorry, where's she from again? Where's she from?
Poland. She's a Polish
pole vaulter.
How could you ever forget that?
Okay. Yeah. And I would say Nikki's definitely punching well above his way with this one.
Well, obviously, if they were to have a child, she would be like, she would have obviously the looks and the athletic genes.
Right. If that,
like,
if she's
that child the athlete in between the two of them.
She's the athlete. Yes.
Yeah. Between the two of them.
He maybe saw that. He saw her and was like, okay, if I'm going to have a kid who's going to like be good at stuff, I should be. All right, that was
good at stuff.
Hun, that was a cheap shot, but you know what? It's for the Patreon.
By the way, this goes without saying that everyone on this list is a hottie. Everyone's a smoke show. Everyone's hot. Everyone's hot. That seems to be a common theme. Everyone just hot. So
yeah. But similar hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a diversity.
Not a lot of variety here.
No.
Variety.
No. There's also this clique that I'm going to get into that I can't tell apart. So they all kind of have the same look and vibe. Okay. So that's Lil Miss Sandy at 20. All right. So 19, we have Nikki's teammate, Alex Albon, and his partner, who is currently my favorite on the grid of WAGs. And that's Mooney Lily He. I believe I'm pronouncing that. She goes by Lily. Right. She's 23. And she, you know what? Alex jokes that he's really the WAG in the relationship because, again, we have another athlete. She's a professional golfer who's on the LPGA tour.
Right.
How is she at golf, though?
I looked it up. Brian, you'd probably.
Can we look at her ranking? Can we get a sense of how good she is?
Okay, LPGA.
She's
not ranked. She's not ranked on the LGBT.
LGBTQ.
Imagine if there were
LGPA. Okay.
By the way, she's Chinese. So born in China, I believe, raised in Canada, and they met. They shot their shot on social media. So this was a DM situation.
Who DM'd who?
Right.
I don't think I know the origin.
You got to think. I just feel like you got to think that she DM'd him. if I'm like,
why?
Because he's derpy vibes. He's like, he doesn't go. He's not a killer.
Her personality.
She's a fucking killer. And I think that he's like, kind of like, okay. Like she was like, I'm going to bag me this fucking F1 driver. We're going to be a power couple. From what I could tell, she's not. I mean, she hasn't won a tournament yet. She's been cut from, but she's still in the LGBT, LPGA.
LGBT.
The LGBTQLPGA.
How hard is it
to make a cut?
She's made $123,000 this year.
Okay.
How is that for a professional female golfer?
Know. Career top 10. She's had one top 10. So, you know, she's currently in a similar position to her boyfriend within their given circumstances.
Okay, so they're a good match.
They're a good match.
Wait, hold on one second.
In the
on
mic.
On the money list
in
rank.
In the mic, babe. In the mic. You're still not in the mic.
On the money list rank.
There we go. Now you're
on
the mic.
Money list rank. She's 109.
Uh-huh.
So she's made the 109th most amount of money from any woman female golfer.
Uh-huh.
How good is that? Is that...
I don't really know much about the LPGA. I don't really pay attention to professional golf, really.
Okay.
But she's had a top 10.
You know how
she's
numbers work.
I don't know how many people are in the LPGA.
We don't know how many is the total. It could be 110. It could be 1,000.
Okay. What you want to find out is that she sucks. What you're wanting right now is to be like, she actually fucking sucks at golf, dude. Fuck yeah. Like, that's what you want. And
no.
Like, just, yeah.
No. No.
There are 200 members. Oh, wait. Hold on. There might be more. Let's see. There are 200 members of the. So she's
I
like
thought we
were
learning
she's,
about WAGs. Everyone says, you know, she's a professional golfer. You know, she's a professional golfer. Okay. Let's figure out how professional.
She is about halfway in this list. There's 200.
So she's midfield.
She's a midfield LPGA golfer. But she's only been in the league 3 years. So
and
that's,
she's really
that's,
young, and I feel like you can come right. on later.
Yeah.
Right? When do golfers
oh, she's
peak, Brian?
She's 23. She's 23.
Yeah. Golf, you can be good until you're in your fucking, like, till your late 30s, early 40s. You can be still good.
Who, number one ranked golf, ranked female golfer.
By the way, while you're searching this,
yes,
I am going to tell you that Alex said in an interview that Lily didn't know about F1 until Drive to Survive. So I
right.
think it
Iconic.
Must have been a I saw Drive to Survive, right. I'm shooting my shot situation.
Right. She's like, he's single. He just moved out of his apartment.
He has that place in Monaco.
He has got he moved out of his parents' place. He's got the place in Monaco, and I'm ready to fucking smash. I'm ready to get in there. So what does this say about Albon? So I think Albon likes. I mean, she's a powerful.
Okay, so the number one,
she's a powerful
the number
woman.
One.
Here
yeah,
we go.
What,
yeah.
What, yeah. Go on.
Yeah.
The number one ranked female golfer, just to give you the Max Verstappen this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Lydia Ko. She was born in New Zealand, but she went to Korea University. She's got some Korean roots. I mean, the Koreans, they crank out these golfers.
Yeah. Korean, especially female golfers are like,
yeah, the Korean female golfers, they fucking hit different.
I've seen a thing because I'm on some like golf pages and there's a fair amount of like Korean golfers that kind of show lessons and stuff. And
yes.
I saw someone.
Yes,
someone
I've seen those.
Someone commented being like, I've never seen a Korean person with a bad swing. There's
so,
a lot of bad
so
swings
she
in America.
Made,
tell you that
to
much.
Give you some to give you a reference point, she yeah. came in number one and her earnings this year was $4 million. So
right.
like that
okay.
shows you like how much you can earn, not like including sponsorships.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's anyway. A professional. She's still a professional golfer, but she's not. She's on.
She
the,
earned money from golf. She earned.
She's midfield.
But that's like
she's
calling
midfield.
Us professional podcasters. I mean, there's levels to this shit. I know, but so is Joe Rogan.
Right, but her
that's all
the amount
saying.
Of money that she oh, hold on for the amount of money that she makes to the person who's making the most. In terms of percentage-wise versus how much money we make to Joe Rogan,
she makes about 400. She probably makes 400 times less.
Yeah, we make about 10 to the 10th power
less
to the 10th power
so
less.
So she's
than Joe
closer
Rogan.
To the Joe Rogan of golf
than we. Yeah, than we are to Joe Rogan.
All right, bankers, producer Jenny back again. So if you want to hear even more stuff like that, head over right now. Right now. Minimize this tab and go to patreon.com/trfpod. You will not regret it. It's honestly going to be some of the best 5 or 10 or 50. That's an option if you want to be a daddy of the pod that you've ever spent. All right. Love you, Vankas. Auf Wiedersehen. See you on the Patreon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.